You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana Show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
Today in Yes or No Questions. See how easy that is? So easy.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
No one has a right to spread lies or misinformation that causes pain to families. I understand politics is a nasty business. In this environment, I understand people lie. I get it. I live it every day. But this is different. This was causing pain to families who lost a loved one.
Your actions? You did it though. Wait.
And he lied.
So Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York here is saying that. I just want to make sure that I, Dana Lash, have this correct. Welcome to my show where we're getting this correct. That he thinks that pointing out what he did regarding his edict for the nursing homes, et cetera, that contributed to a super high fatality rate and the highest nursing home fatality rate due to coronavirus in the country, that pointing this out is what he's not going to abide. No one has the right to point out his nursing home scandal. Is that what this is? Well, look at me. There you go. I was wondering about this, how this is going to play out, because this is starting to get a little hot. Welcome to the show. I am Dana Lash. It's good to be with you guys. Third hour of the broadcast. Make sure you go and subscribe to Chapter and Verse. It's actually says subscribe at the top of danalash.com. And right now, this makes it fewer than $6 a month. But discount for your subscription to Chapter and Verse. You get my show prep and a bunch of other stuff, a lot of things on the way, but you also get deep dives into things that you normally would not get. I send out a free newsletter on Mondays, and then you get anywhere. And I respect your inbox, so there you go. I'm not gonna, and it's me doing it, so if you see a typo, it's me. Excuse me. All right, I made mention of this actually, and the reason I brought that up in a previous newsletter, because I was talking a bit about the bust up and how this was going to affect Democrats, the Cuomo situation, because so far the only people that have been calling out Andrew Cuomo, who is a 2024 potential, have been local Democrats, New York Democrats. You have the Assemblyman Ron Kim, because Ron Kim had apparently, according to him, refused to help Cuomo staff backtrack and smooth over some of the remarks where, who was it? Was it, I'm trying to remember his staffer's name, who had said that they hid the data because they didn't want to get prosecuted. I mean, she said it on a call. It was her voice saying it. And Kim says that as a result of that, Cuomo was threatening and bullying him. And then he says tons of area Democrats have written him to detail a history of bullying and threats from Cuomo. Now, I do think that these local Democrats are genuinely trying to hold Cuomo accountable. And I don't see what they would have to gain from lying about this. But I do think that the prospect of a Cuomo presidency seems even more terrifying because he thinks he's the godfather. He thinks that he's in a Mario Puzo book. That's what he thinks. He's, you know, well, like, yeah, you can't fight me. I'll destroy you. I mean, come on. So I was curious as to whether or not there was going to be pushback from the National Party or whether the National Party would ignore it. I mean, the locals have been intensifying the pressure, and apparently Alec Baldwin, of all people, has even called for Cuomo to resign. I know, right?
I didn't see that. Wow.
He had called for Cuomo to resign. I know you didn't see that. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, he had even called for this. So I and of course you didn't hear about that because, you know, he's been criticized by everybody. Alec Baldwin says that Cuomo should resign if he's threatening these lawmakers. I mean, he had tweeted, it's pretty bad. Ron Kim looked genuinely shaken up. And he had said that, you know, he should resign if this was him, if he actually did any of this that they're saying. So are they going to intensify this to the point where the National Party has to address it? Because so far, when you had when you get reporters in front of Cuomo, they don't ask him about any of the scandal. They don't ask him about any of this stuff. Now, Trump, to contrast, was asked always about every move every Republican governor made in office. if Brian Kemp did something. Oh my gosh, let's run to Donald Trump, but Brian Kemp did this. What do you think about that? Brian Kemp did this. So, not the same standard. Yeah, it's a completely different standard. The media always search for any slight division between Trump and any Republican governor. You have Andrew Cuomo, who is legit involved in a scandal. Legit in a scandal. And crickets. Except, I will say, there was this question to Jen Sakai. Listen to this.
President Biden still consider Andrew Cuomo the gold standard when it comes to leadership on the pandemic?
Well, Jen, we work with Governor Cuomo just like we work with governors across the country. He's also chair of the NGA. So he plays an important role in ensuring that we're coordinating closely and getting assistance out to people of his state and to states across the country. And we'll continue to do that. And there, of course, will be a process. The investigations will leave that to others to determine, the appropriate law enforcement authorities to determine how that path is going to move as we look forward. But we are going to continue to work with a range of governors, including, of course, Governor Cuomo, because we think the people of New York, the people of states across the country need assistance, not just to get through the pandemic, but to get through this difficult economic time. And that's where our focus remains.
That's literally as close.
Right, but Jen, my question was, does President Biden still believe that Andrew Cuomo is the gold standard, represents the gold standard on leadership during this pandemic? Just a yes or no.
Does he well, focus John, on the gold president, standard? Well, it doesn't always have to be a yes or no answer, John.
Yeah. Yeah. Does he believe that he's the gold standard, or does he not believe that he's the gold standard? I mean, it's look how easy this is. Listen, Kane, do you believe that Andrew Cuomo is the gold standard for responding to the coronavirus?
Oh, that would be a hell no.
Oh, see, thank you. Thank you for your answer. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Da, 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 da. That today in yes or no questions. See how easy that is? So easy. And yeah, that is a yes or no question. You either believe he's the gold standard or you don't. I mean, what in between is there?
Well, I mean, some of those people probably deserve to die. I mean, they're just, you know, saying.
Wait, so you're saying that he was sent those people to their death and that they deserved it?
Well, I mean, no, but, you know.
That's why she can't get into it. That's as hard as they're going to hold her to account. Jen Psaki has a great relationship with the press, and the press love Democrat press secretaries. So that it makes it seem she's got a heck of a lot easier job. That's as close as they've gotten, as close as they have gotten to this. But he was the 2024 hopeful. He was one of their potentials. That's why they did the book. The book was supposed to be a vehicle for him to help get further national name recognition. And that's why the media went all in protecting him. Now, CNN, they're not even really completely talking about it. They send Tapper out to do their dirty work. Yeah. Tapper is the company's, he's the company man. He's a company man through and through. So they'll send him out there to do any kind of criticism. But it's just so awful and just so shameless. So that's something that I hope that is asked at every single press conference. But it's the press. They want to protect it because they have the proximity to power now. So they're not, I don't really think that they want to give that up. Really don't. Founded 30 years ago, Kel-Tec takes pride in their mission of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company, Kel-Tec began making firearms in 1995 and to this day continues to never copy weapons, but always innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Now, SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned to this program and the Kel-Tec social channels to discover new Kel-Tec weapons, all true to Kel-Tec's commitment to their customers by offering them firearm designs they can't get anywhere else. All Kel-Tec firearms are quality made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to go to work. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms, and they work hard to provide top quality products for you, law enforcement, and military personnel that protect America and our freedoms. To find a retailer near you and learn more about Kel-Tec's full line of pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, and more, check them out at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
So, let's see here. Where's my glowworm headline? This is the one I want. I don't care about anything else but this story right now. ABC 15 Arizona. Remember the glowworms? Those were weird, but you remember them? They were worms that glowed. I don't know, how you want to put it, but they were worms that glowed. Phoenix Police Department said they received a call from parents who bought a glowworm from their daughter at a thrift store in El Mirage, right? And then inside the glowworm, they found a bag of 5,000 fentanyl pills. Isn't that enough to kill, basically the state?
Yeah, you're right about that.
Oh, my gosh. So they don't know how those pills ended up in the glowworm, but everyone's like, yeah, make sure you inspect all open and unused items, please. Glowworm. I haven't seen that in forever. Those are actually terrifying. It looks like a baby Voldemort. Doesn't it? Little baby Voldemort. It's terrifying. 5,000 pills. Good heavens. Why can't you just put a gold bar in there or something? Why does it have to be drugs? It's sad. I shush up. All right. YouTube AI blocked the chess channel after confusing black and white for racist slurs. So this is just YouTube, apparently. They said it was a violation of community guidelines. A YouTuber who produces a popular chess video found that his channel was blocked over harmful and dangerous content. Even though the channel was restored within 24 hours, YouTube did not explain why it had blocked Croatian chess player Antonio Radic, known as Agadmater, from the platform briefly. Although now they're saying that it was usage of words like black and white because of the actual chess pieces. And they found that 80% of chess videos are flagged for hate speech. And they're actually literally saying the words black for a black piece, white for a white piece, and attack and threat for moves on the chessboard. And so now researchers are like, maybe you morons running these algorithms could incorporate, recognition of this language so as you're not cancel culturing everybody. Coming up. Did Joe Biden deprioritize the Middle East? We'll talk about the Iran policy and why are they speaking out more so over Myanmar than they are Iran? Have you guys heard about the Clubhouse thing? So Clubhouse is this, it's another social platform, and you can get people together and, they talk about it and they talk about things, et cetera, et cetera. They don't want people talking. Media, they're worried about misinformation without government monitoring them, apparently. So here's a headline from The Hill.
Clubhouse's rising popularity raises misinformation concerns.
What?
Here's the story. Clubhouse, an emerging social media platform born during the coronavirus-driven lockdown, has given users a chance to connect through intimate audio conversations with virtual strangers, even while isolated at home.
So it's like an audio Twitter.
It is.
Which sounds even worse than actual Twitter.
Unlike traditional social media platforms where a user's footprint is more permanent, Clubhouse's chat room conversations are not recorded by the app, making it essentially impossible to discern the spread of false information or harassment.
Oh boy.
They said that Clubhouse is designed to allow users to go in and out of chat rooms focused around wide-ranging topics. A listener can choose to participate by virtually raising their hand, and a moderator can then enable them to become a speaker in the room.
Oh. And you can host informal panels and all kinds of stuff. I think we're probably going to do something like this for subscribers. So, Elon Musk has used it, but media's worried, guys. They say that it's just they don't understand social media and the capacity to influence other people. You mean it's free speech? People have a right to be misinformed if they want to also, which I think you have to really work at being misinformed.
You do.
Because we are in the era of information. You can find out anything at your fingertips. I have a very funny story about that, but I don't know if I want to talk about it. So I was watching this. Okay, sidebar. I was watching this series called Dark Tourist,
yeah.
And because I'm fascinated by weird stuff, I just goth kid. I thought the host was kind of funny, and he's terrified of hurting animals, and he had to go on these weird hunts and and animal sacrifices and all that. And then he went to a West African nation, which is considered like the home of voodoo, and he became like followed this one like voodoo priestess. Anyway, I was watching all this because he's hysterical. He's so out of his element, and I'm immediately interested in learning more about certain things. And so I'm like Googling all this and, you know, looking at reference materials and just, you know, like virtual globetrotting a bit, just because along with the show, you would have to really purposefully not want to seek anything out in order to stay misinformed. Yep. Is my point.
Also, this is literally just about control, though. I mean, they have found,
it is.
They've found an
control.
Avenue of control through Twitter and Facebook because they're more than happy to suppress speech and content. There.
What do you care? What does somebody care if you want to, you know, if you're misinformed, if you use crystals or whatever? I'm not saying you do, but who cares? Who cares what if someone's misinformed or informed? And by the way, I even think the idea of misinformation at this point is arbitrary because now all of these labels are applied to information that just simply contradicts an acceptable status quo narrative anymore. Reality is becoming subjective. And that's kind of terrifying, kind of a lot terrifying. Who cares? I mean, for crying out loud, I'm okay with people wearing high-waisted pleated jeans. And that affects me. That causes pain.
I think
the
mainstream media hates competition in their lies.
Yeah.
They don't like their lies challenged.
No, they don't like being challenged. It's an ego thing too.
They want to control the narratives.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
If you look like you could be wrong about something, that is going to upset the apple cart of control because then people think that you don't know everything. And if you don't know everything, that means there's room for questions. And if people start asking questions, can't have that at all. So yeah, that's at some point they're going to go after all of these platforms and we're barreling towards that end. That's terrifying. It's sad to think that during a pandemic, cybercrime is up 75%. And by far the most serious cybercrime to worry about is home title theft. Yeah, that's right. Cyber criminals, foreign and domestic, are now after homes, and it's actually easier than you'd think. The title documents to homes are online, and a thief can find your home's title, forge your signature on a quitclaim deed stating that you sold your home to them, and then they can take out loans on your home and leave you in debt. But you won't know until late payment or eviction notices arrive. Insurance doesn't cover you, and neither do common identity theft programs. That's why you should protect your home with Home Title Lock. The instant Home Title Lock detects someone tampering with your home's title, they help shut it down. Visit HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you could potentially be a victim, and use code RADIO to receive 30 free days of protection for any problems. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Imagine coming home, finding a burglar lying on your couch watching the TV. This is what happened in Lake City. The police there received a peculiar call because they came back and found some dude just on their sofa, Quail Heights Terrace, shortly before 7 p.m., police were informed a man had broken into a home, and they found 34-year-old Jay Knight just laying on their couch watching TV. He'd even put on clothing he'd found inside the home, made himself, you know, at home, made himself comfortable. He was charged with burglary, petty theft, and criminal mischief, and his bond is set at $12,000. He just doesn't look like he cares in his mugshot at all. Doesn't at all. Doesn't look like he cares. Yeah. Also, over the weekend, Florida woman Rachel married Texas man Zach.
Oh.
They got hitched in a Florida wedding. There was no meth involved, just brunch items, champagne, and celebration. And our congratulations to Rachel and Zach. They had a very beautiful Florida wedding. So there you go. Congratulations. She got to miss the whole Ice NATO last week.
I know.
We were so jealous. We hatefully looked at the map and saw the weather map and saw that Florida was a balmy. It looked like the red sock on the country.
The only warm state.
Right? I know. It was the only warm state in the union. Also, let's see. Oh, okay. I have a million stories of people with pet gators. There's too many stories I want to share right now and I'm confusing myself. there's a guy who wants to keep his pizza eating gator. I didn't even know gators ate pizza. Is it a person named Pizza or an animal named Pizza? I did not. Well, there's a possible. Listener David Welch shares this from Click Orlando. This Florida man, a Florida doctor, faces a hate crime charge in a social distancing attack at Publix. So this was a South Florida anesthesiologist. She attacked a Hispanic man who asked her to maintain social distancing, said authorities. And this occurred just a couple of weeks ago. The victim was checking out when Dr. Jennifer Susan Wright of Miami Springs, 58, began setting down her groceries. And then the victim asked Wright in Spanish to keep a proper distance from her. She ignored him, so he repeated in English. And as he was loading his groceries in the car, she apparently came up behind him and got within 1 foot of his face. And he said, "Don't get so close." She was enraged and they screamed at each other. And then she stabbed the car with her keys while telling the victim he needed to apparently go back. What in the world? She's an anesthesiologist? But an anesthesiologist. Like, she's the person who puts you under before you get cut open. No one trusts that. You just ended your whole career. I don't believe in cancel culture, but you get that mad over this? That you're going to go and stab somebody's car with your keys? She was totally in trouble, by the way. She was affiliated with Mount Sinai Medical Center. She was released on bond, taken into custody with numerous charges, including criminal mischief. Woo!
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.